This week's Parsha, Parshat Metzora, continues its discussion of Tzara'at. The difference, of course, between the discussion in Metzora and that in Tazria is that in Tazria we discuss how someone becomes a Metzora, how we determine that someone has what's considered Tzara'at. In Parshat Metzora, we discuss how someone becomes Tahor from being a Metzora. And this is really where we start using the term, not Tzara'at, but Metzora, a person who is a Metzora. The lengthy process of creating the status of Tzara'at, of Metzora, and then purifying someone from it, should cause us to wonder what the significance of this strange, unique disease really is. And many of the Mefarshim speculate as to understanding what exactly is Tzara'at and what are you supposed to learn from it. There's a famous Ralbag who suggests that Tzara'at is basically a disease, and that's why we separate him from the rest of the community, to keep him away from infecting other people. But if one takes a look at Chazal, one sees that they understood it differently. If you look at the Mishnah and the Goyim, they talk about how on the one hand, Goyim and Geri Toshav cannot become a Mitzora. And of course, if it's a disease, it should affect all people and be something we need to be concerned about for all people. And the next Mishnah in the third parak says that a Chassan who has Tzaras, or a regular person on Yom Tif, we allow him the Shivas Yemei Mishteh, we allow him the Amos HaRegel, and afterwards we pronounce him to be a Mitzora. And here, obviously, if we're dealing with a disease, an infectious disease, the last thing we would do is delay treating it, and for sure allow him to be together with other people. I think this is the reason these Mishnayos, why Chazal assumed that Tzara'at is more than just some natural disease, but connected to certain chatoyim, to certain problems that the person has. The Gemara in Erechin famously says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Al Shiva Dvarim Negoyim Boyim. Negoyim come for seven sins, Lashon Hara, famously Shvichot Domim, Shvuat Shav, Gilu Arayot, Kaset Aruach, Gezel, Tzarat Ayin. And the Gemara there brings Psukim that are a basis for all these different Chatoyim causing Tzara'at. Of course, of these sins, the one that's most identified with Tzara'at is the Chait of Lashon Hara. The Gemara there in Erechin tells us that the word Mitzora stands for Motzi Shemra. And that's why the Rishonim talk about Tzara'at being linked first and foremost to Lashon Hara. Maybe the source in the Torah for this is the fact that Miriam received Tzara'at. And we know that she had spoken badly about her brother. And of course in Dvarim Perek Chof Dalid, it speaks about how we should be careful about how we deal with Tzara'at. Hishomer b'nega Tzara'at. And the next pasuk is Zechorat Asher Asa Hashem Lekechel Miriam. So Miriam is presented as the archetype, example of someone who had Tzara'at. And of course her sin was Lashon Hara. Chazal tell us that the reason Moshe's hand was turned white as one of the signs of him being sent by Hashem is because he said Lashon Hara about the Jewish people. The question here is obvious. There are many Averot that people violate. Why is it that particularly these Averot, and particularly Lashon Hara, has a disease associated with it, the disease of Tzara'at? I think the explanation here is very basic and very important. The Rambam in Hilchot Tumat Tzara'at, Perek Tet Zayin, speaks about this Nega Tzara'at being an Ot Vipela that was particularly connected to the Jewish people, because it was only for the Jewish people, Kedei Lahazhiran Mi Lashon Hara, to warn them off from Lashon Hara. How would this warn them off? And I think one could say, it would warn them off because they'd be scared of saying Lashon Hara, they'll get Tzara'at. But I think one can say something deeper, specifically about the sin of Lashon Hara. There are things that people do that corrupt the people who do them. Now we believe that every sin corrupts the person who commits the sin. Ashamnu, we say. We've desolated ourselves. We've destroyed ourselves. A, in the fact that we've done something against what Hashem wants from us, our Creator. And B, because the sin itself sullies us, which is why we need Tahara on Yom Kippur. But there are certain sins that can affect a person's personality, that can turn someone into something evil, dirty, and disgusting. Some of them are also the kind of things we don't appreciate because they're so subtle. Tzara'at comes, according to the Gemara in Erechin, for the big sins like murder, but also for the subtle sins like Lashon Hara. That we should understand that when we speak badly about other people, our tongue is bad. There's something wrong with us. The Gemara in Erechin tells us that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, they burn themselves. The ears should burn of the one hearing it. Three people are burned through the chayim, not only because of the implications that lashon hara can generate, but also because of the people impacted by it, and first and foremost, the people who are focused on negativity. And here there's, of course, a challenge for us to be sensitive to the implications of speaking badly about other people, for ourselves first and foremost, to understand how we are infecting ourselves, becoming sick. The tzara'at is an expression of this, that our body becomes sick, that we should appreciate that it's rooted in the spiritual sickness inside ourselves. In Sefer Tehillim, we say, Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim, ohev yamim lerot tov, nitzor leshonucha meirah usfatecha midaber yirmah. I believe the purpose of these psukim is to frame lashon hara within a context of what life is supposed to mean. Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim. Who is a person who desires life, the right kind of life? A person who wants that kind of life will achieve it by being ohev yomim, by loving every day he lives. And the way to love every day you live is lirot tov, to see the good that's around you every day. A person can wake up in the morning and see everything around them is bad, or wake up in the morning and see everything around them is good. The advice of Sefer Tehillim is, if you want that kind of life, because if you're speaking badly all the time, you can't possibly see the good and love every day. So the advice is, keep yourself from speaking badly so that you can focus on the good and have a desirous life and not be the opposite of someone who is infected, which expresses itself with tzara'at. Let's learn from this about the small, subtle things that make the difference between a person who's a good person living a good life and a person who chas v'shalom is a sick person living a sad life. Shabbat Shalom.